WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're going to remember the historian Alan Berube, the author of Coming Out Under Fire, which is considered by many to be the definitive history of gays and lesbians in the military during World War II. Berube died last week of complications from stomach ulcers. He was 61. Coming Out Under Fire was published in 1990 and was often referred to in the subsequent political debate about gays in the military. He was awarded a MacArthur Fellowship in 1996, the so-called Genius Award. In his book, Berube wrote that over 18 million men and women were screened by draft boards during the war. Only 4,000 to 6,000 were rejected for homosexuality. Berube said the homosexuals who made it through the screening process found themselves fighting two wars, one for American democracy and freedom, the other for their own survival as homosexuals within the military organization. Here's an excerpt of our 1990 interview.
Okay, looking back at World War II and the role and the condition of gays and lesbians in the war, mm-hmm. what effect do you think their participation in the military and the military's reaction to them had on the future gay rights movement? Any?
Yeah, I think it was in that relationship, in that conflict, were sown some of the seeds of the later gay rights movement. There's another irony of this story. Those who were discharged, there were at least 9,000 or to 10,000 during the war. Because of the new GI rights bill, they were already avenues for appealing those discharges available to them at the end of the war. So many of them began talking about their situation as one that was unjust. The psychiatrists were talking about the treatment of homosexuals as a form of grave injustice. The GI Bill gave a language of rights. People had rights as veterans. So they would talk about their rights being violated. They were treated as if they were a group of people that was all the same, that if you were a homosexual, then you belonged to this group and you were going to be treated as a group. And right after the war was when the talk of homosexuals being a persecuted minority, the use of the word minority, really begins being used in some magazines and other publications right after the war. So that language of rights, justice, minority, persecution, and appeals, redress of grievances, really grows out in part from the military experience. And it was the first gay male veterans the first gay organization in the United States that was a large membership organization was a group of gay veterans in New York City called the Veterans Benevolent Association, which was formed right after World War II.
Have you ever been in the military yourself?
No, I haven't.
Tell me why researching the military has become so important to you.
It's really funny. During the war in Vietnam, I was a conscientious objector, and now I'm seen as kind of an expert on military policy. It's a very strange turn of events. I'm realizing that the military plays a very important role in social in shaping society and in bringing about social change, either for the net positive or the negative. They really had a major role to play in integrating the armed forces. You know, when the armed forces were integrated racially in the early 1950s, that was ahead of many other organizations in the United States. The military was the first to bring about mandatory AIDS testing. It's a real pioneer in many ways, for the better or for the worse. It's also a place where many people who are poor and working class have their lives and even sexuality shaped by the military. And that's very interesting to me, to look at that part of the way social change comes about. And I think it's a real neglected part of social history, too.
Alan Berube recorded in 1990 after the publication of his book, Coming Out Under Fire. He died last week at the age of 61.